Right now, Florida Power & Light owns an 8.5-square-mile area of the Everglades. Dan Kimball is the superintendent of the Everglades and Dry Tortugas National Parks. He says it is important for the National Park Service to acquire that land to add clean water back into the park.
The very northeast corner of the park is dying of thirst, and that's having a lot of adverse impacts on wildlife. That's what we're trying to do in the National Park Service, is preserve and protect the park for the enjoyment of future generations.
The forum was held to get feedback from the public about possible acquisition plans released by the National Park Service. Most people at the meeting were concerned that power lines could be installed in the Everglades if Florida Power & Light remains in possession of the land. An outright purchase or a land swap is on the table, and that option would affect wildlife populations. Kara Kapp works for the National Parks Conservation Association. She says public land ownership is key to the future success of the park.
All of the lands in national park boundaries have to remain in public ownership. That's our responsibility and our legacy as Americans.
The National Park Service won't make a decision on how to proceed until December of this year. It is accepting public comments through March 18th. I'm Hillary Lindwall in Miami.